This is WRMI, Okeechobee Falls.
Episode number 162. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're listening to a cover of the Nancy Sinatra song, These Boots Are Made for Walking, as played by the Burbank Philharmonic. Looks like there's some comedy relation to this band. And a bunch of great tunes, some grooves, some rock and roll, some reggae, you know, the good stuff. Lots of great tunes, some data, and some other crap for you. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. Pretenders. fantastic stuff from The Pretty Things. We just heard a song called She Says Good Morning. And this is from their third LP called SP Sorrow. And it's collected here on a double LP that collects their third and fourth records. And it's called Real Pretty. And it looks like it's a reissue that came out in the 1976 or so. Yeah, pretty good stuff. I'm excited to dig into the second LP a little bit later. Before that, we heard someone who we've heard from before, Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band. And we heard his big hit, Scorpio, before. And this was the follow-up called Son of Scorpio with another great long drum break there in the middle. Good stuff from Dennis. And I started off the set there with a instrumental track from The Pretenders, originally a B-side to a 7-inch single that came out in 1980. I heard a song called Porcelain, and this song and a few others were collected on an EP simply called Extended Play that came out in 1981, I think, for North America and some places in Europe. I don't know about you, but recently I've been feeling pretty good, and so has Lee Oscar. Here's Feeling Happy. We'll be right back. About these guys before, so I was pretty happy to find this record. We just heard a group called Curved Air, great name, and the song we heard is called UHF. I took a listen through this record. I'm not really sure what I think of it. UHF kind of stuck out to me, but I'm going to give it some more time and see if it gets its claws in me. Another group that I'm not really sure about either, and I played them before as well, we heard Sparks, a couple of American brothers who were in the UK for a while, including when they recorded this track, which is called Don't Leave Me Alone With Her, from their fourth LP called Propaganda, and it came out the same year as their previous LP called Kimono My House, which I played a track from before as well. Yeah, I'm not really too much of a glam guy, and this, especially the vocals, are quite in the glammy territory, so yeah, I'm not so sure about this era of Sparks. And I started off the set there with some music from Canada. Lee Oscar is who we heard with a song called Feeling Happy, and Lee Oscar plays harmonica. He also sings, and I think we heard a little bit of both on that track there. Yeah, really great, solid LP here from Lee Oscar. I was pretty surprised to see that I was partially Canadian as well, designated by the Maple logos, which you see on some Canadian records, the MAPL stuff, which indicates Canadian content, which is important for Canadian radio, as it has to be, I think it's 30% Canadian. Anyways, it doesn't really apply here. So let's get into some reggae from Jamaica. Here's Eric Donaldson. Thank you.
La gente, hola, tight. Thank you.
big long drum break intro to that one. So we heard Spooky Tooth with a song called Waiting for the Wind, originally released in 1969. It says here March 1969. And this was found on a Best of Spooky Tooth LP that collects, their best songs. And yeah, that one's pretty good. There's lots of great tracks on this Best of collection here. I'm going to give it some more spins in the future. Before that, we heard a wild remix of Radio Clash by The Clash. And this version here is called Outside Broadcast. And there's four different versions of Radio Clash on this 12-inch single. And Outside Broadcast is pretty out there, but there's one more called Radio 5, which is really out there, very, very dubbed out and kind of crazy. Before that, we heard some reggae from Jamaica by Eric Donaldson, who we heard a little bit in the beginning there, a song called Sweet Jamaica, and that was the version there for you. All right, we'll have some more music for you and some data very shortly, but before that, I would like to do some shout outs. I'll start with Twitter this week. Hello to my friends, Brian W8LN and Catface McMeowmeow, who kindly put out reminders there on Twitter to tell everyone to tune into the show on Wednesday evening. That's Thursday UTC. Let's see, Nick N6LPO checking in from New Hampshire with some bad news again. He cannot hear WRMI over the Stanag out his way, coming from Germany, it sounds like. So no luck in New Hampshire. Hopefully things will get better for you. I guess some people had rough reception last week, myself included, but other people had great reception. I guess that's how it goes. Listening in on a Kiwi SDR in Arizona, AA Hachiyoni from Japan tuning in, listening perhaps while at work. Thanks for doing that. Jeff Beer checking in from Nashville, Tennessee, posting an animated GIF of his decodes from last week's program, and also posting a t-shirt picture of him wearing it out and about town. And Jeff also mentioned that he ordered a new This Is a Music Show design t-shirt design is what I want to say. I released a new t-shirt design. If you head over to thisisamusicshow.com and click on shop, you'll get linked to an official shop with a place where you can buy shirts. So if you take a look for the green shirt, it's also available in other colors, but you can get yourself an official This Is a Music Show shirt. Thanks again, Jeff. Let's see, Bobby in Morgan City, Louisiana, tuned into an SDR in Hotville, Alabama, with a very nice decode. Getting much better results there, Bobby. Mitch, KJ7CAT, with a nice decode as received on a U-loop antenna. And another type of loop was used by Dana, K6JQ, out in Napa, California. And his was an MFJ188 loop. Some nice results all the way out there in California. DRMNA.info and Copilot ZR posting a decode as received in the Pacific Northwest. A little bit rough, but still great copy nonetheless. Zach in Alabama was worried about last week's reception, so he not only recorded the show locally, but also through an SDR in Knoxville, got pretty good results on both of them, including the home recording there. Good job, Zach. KD8TTE with a hacker quality decode out their way. Very nice results. Good job. Al WD4AH out in Florida with a very, very nice decode as well. And Pop Shop Radio out in British Columbia, also a shortwave radio host based in British Columbia, like I just said, had no reception out their way, but tuned into a Kiwi SDR in North Carolina and had much better reception. Thanks for taking the time to tune into the program. And yeah, there's no shortage of great music-related programs here on Shortwave, especially here on WRMI. So you got Pop Shop Radio, Memphis Weirdos, and Voice of the Report of the Week. And am I forgetting another one? I think I might be. But yeah, lots of great music shows here on WRMI. Hope you're enjoying them. And I also got a nice radio report, reception report from Jolly Roger Mania over in Germany, who is a fan of the Bow Wow Wow C30, C60, C90 Go track that I played last week, all about home taping. Yeah, cool track. And heading over to email, I heard from Steve W4OGM out in Peachtree City, Georgia, with a hacker quality decode. I'm sure he's at the top of the leaderboard for hacker quality decodes. Great job, Steve. Thanks for sending along your report. I also heard from Phil in Falls City, Washington, who decoded the program with a Holocrafters TW1000, and he was very happy to hear the Cowboy Junkies again. It had been a long time since he heard them. In fact, it was last heard when he was still a student in Kingston, Ontario. How about that, on the other side of the country? And I also got a nice reception report from Roger in Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, sending along a nice reception report for the last couple of programs. Thank you very much for taking a moment to get in touch. And finally, a big hello to all my friends at the HFZone.org Discord chat room. Hello to Frigid, Jeff, Catface from Meow Meow, Guero, N2MCS, Chicken Lips, Daddy Dave, Coma, and Dazman, and everyone else there at the HF Zone Discord, hfzone.org Discord chat room. I'm kind of tired, but maybe I will see you there in that chat room right around now. All right, if you'd like to get in touch with your reception report or whatever, my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do Twitter, my handle is very similar. This is a music show, but no W on the end, S-H-O. And as I mentioned before, please head over to thisisamusicshow.com for show archives, which are getting kind of out of hand and out of date. I want to say not out of hand, but out of date. But what is up to date is the official shop. And yeah, you can buy yourself a t-shirt and help support the program with proceeds going to buy airtime here on WRMI. All right, enough yakking. It is time for some more music before data. Here is a group called Pigeon with a song called The Dancer. As I mentioned, that group there was called Pigeon, as in the bird, and the song we heard was called The Dancer. And yeah, kind of crazy record sleeve. It's a gatefold sleeve, and if you look at the front and the back folded out, it's a big sandwich like a submarine sandwich, but the topping in the middle there is a pigeon. Kind of unsettling. I don't know what they're going for, but I'm not sure if I really like the vibe. All right, it is time for some data, and it is MFSK64 text in an image, and it will be backed by a Bert Kempert song called Chabul. Here you go. We'll be right back. your MFSK 64 text in an image for this week's program. I would very much love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can post your results or your reception report or whatever over on Twitter. This is a music show, S-H-O there, no W on the end. And go check out thisisamusicshow.com. All right, I have one last song for you, and it is by a gentleman named Billy Paul. Lots of great tracks on this LP, but the one I have for you tonight is called One Man's Junk. And I think you know that expression. And that's where I live, is picking up one man's junk and finding lots of treasures. And hopefully you found a few treasures on this week's program. All right, this was Music Show, episode number 162. I am your host. I thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back again here next week for some more tunes. Take care. Stay safe. See ya.